This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum. Our topic will be an update on the Dairy Margin Coverage Program, known as the DMC program here in the United States. For our listeners, what this program is a voluntary program that's administered by USDA and is handled locally at farm service agencies and came into existence in the 2018 Farm Bill. And what it is, a risk management coverage program allows farmers to build in a hedge, the margin between the price of milk minus the price of feed, and then you can buy anywhere from $4 to $9.50 per 100 pounds of that. The farmers do pay $100 annually to join the voluntary program, and then, of course, the cost is per hundredweight depending on what level you're selecting you have. There is two tiers. Oh, the first tier is for 5 million pounds of milk. That represents, Bill, about 200 dairy cows if they're Holsteins here in the United States. And tier two, which is much, much more expensive, and that can be coverage over 5 million. And the reason we're bringing it up here today is because the sign-up program is now open. It opened October 17th of 2022, and this is for the 2023 season. You sign up for the entire year, and it closes December 9th on 2022. So you've got to make that decision, and we are encouraging all our Illinois dairy farmers to sign up for it, even if they've got more than 200 cows, because you can protect at least that portion of your herd against some big changes both in feed costs and in milk price. I think the more wild card on this one is going to be milk price as far as that goes. Let's give our listeners a little idea how that's actually working. We will go back to the August base, and what we do, we look at the price of alfalfa hay, and that was $343 a ton. For some listeners, that may sound high, but remember, this is premium quality hay, and if you look at our colleagues in California, they're paying $350 a ton. Number two is corn. It's plugged in at basically $7.24 a bushel, and of course, if you're in Pennsylvania or California, that is still a low price. It's a little higher, but here in the Midwest, we're below. We're at about $6.80. Soybean meal is plugging in August at $517 a ton. So, using those numbers and the formula, the feed cost for the August number would be actually $14.98. The milk price at $26.90, and therefore the margin there, you can see that difference there. It's going to be about $9. So if you bought in the insurance, and this was the first month in 2022, there was a payment going out to farmers if they bought in at the $9.50 range. If they bought at lower prices, there was no payment. If you look ahead, one of the economists said it looks like in August we're going to pay, as I mentioned, $1.06 per hundredweight. He is speculating September $1.34 per hundredweight, October $0.44, November $0.15, December $0.11. So you can see how that changes there. So for the last 5 months, you actually get your money back and then a premium, and that really protects you as far as that goes. So, Bill, our take-home messages are that certainly milk prices appear that could be lower. That's the prediction right now based on world trade numbers. That would therefore allow that trigger to happen a bit quicker. Feed costs are going to be quite variable, and we already talked about that, knowing it can vary at this point. And so we think you need to really consider, should you be participating in the 2023 DMC program? We typically have about 60% of our farmers participating in the program. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
The Agriculture Department has several programs designed to expand meat processing capacity and give livestock and poultry producers more places to sell their animals at a fair price. In essence,
new opportunity, new choice for both producers and consumers.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack in Nebraska Wednesday announcing under several programs
$223 million in grants and loans, over 32 awards in 19 states across the country.
As to what these loans and grants will do, Vilsack told reporters,
we think it's going to expand capacity in beef, pork, and mixed processing by over 500,000 head per year. We think it will expand capacity in poultry nearly 34 million birds per year. We anticipate and expect over 1,100 jobs to be created on an ongoing operational basis.
Not counting construction jobs to expand existing facilities and build new ones. And Vilsack says there's more.
We anticipate that there are going to be additional projects in the near future to be announced.
Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.